Answers Magazine, Volume 9.4, page 19. Impact. Is your message up to date? Try this experiment. Look at your high school yearbook, or your parents if you're under 25. Now, pull out those old clothes and wear them to your next job interview or public presentation. What impact will you make? Outdated arguments, like old fashions, make a difference. Outdated apologetics can ruin more than your first impressions. They can destroy your credibility. Unlike God's unchanging word, scientific models change all the time as new discoveries and evidence come to light. This is as true for creationists as it is for evolutionists. For instance, scientific models of the atom changed many times in the 20th century alone. If we base our creation apologetics on outdated science, educated hearers may conclude that our faith is as shaky as our science and turn away from the gospel. What a responsibility to keep up to date. Before you bring up an argument you learned years ago, ask yourself these questions to determine whether you need to freshen up a bit first. Is this argument based on a Bible truth or a scientific model? God's word never changes, so an argument based solidly on the Bible will not be wrong. But don't confuse an interpretation, no matter how well-reasoned, with a clear statement of Scripture. For instance, Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 clearly states that God created a firmament. But the idea that the firmament was a vapor canopy is an interpretation. Science, however, changes constantly. This does not mean that all science stands on shaky ground, but some is shakier than the rest. So if you know a scientific field is especially subject to change, don't trust something you learned years ago. How old is the information? Where did you hear or read it? If your information comes from articles or videos that are 10 or 15 years old, you may be attacking an error nobody believes anymore. Or you may be promoting an idea new discoveries have disproved. Such errors can hurt your credibility with an informed listener. Do I understand it? And do I understand the opposing viewpoint? A little learning is a dangerous thing. When we learn how a new scientific concept supports the Bible, we can get so excited that we are tempted to assume we understand this complex subject fully, though we've only heard a simplified version. More reading usually unveils many unstated intricacies we never knew. Science is very complicated, and if you're talking to someone who is fairly well-educated, it's easy to slide quickly into areas where you are not a master. In such a case, it is better to confess your ignorance and stick to things you know, especially Scripture. How much study must I do before I am prepared? If we had to wait until we had a complete answer for every question, we would never start talking about our faith. Learning the basics is possible for any believer. Several creationist organizations have updated books or series on the basics. And you can stay abreast of the latest developments by regularly skimming the news section of this magazine or visiting answersingenesis.org, icr.org, or any other good creationist websites. The most important quality in defending the faith, however, is Christ-like humility. Nobody expects us to know everything. There is no shame in saying, "I don't know," or "Let me look into that and get back to you." If you prepare appropriately, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and humbly rely on God and His Word, the Holy Spirit will give you the words you need. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Creation on TV. David Reeves can hardly believe that simply following his passion to share creation's wonders has landed him, at the age of 26, a weekly television program with a worldwide audience. On the elaborate set of Creation in the 21st Century, David interviews well-known creationists and gives a clear presentation of the message of Genesis and the Gospel, which is broadcast on the world's largest religious TV network. When he acquired an observatory-class telescope a few years ago, David had no idea his lifelong fascination with astronomy would take such a dramatic turn. "When I saw things like the Great Orion Nebula in all of its glory, I said, I can't keep this to myself. I have to share this with other people." That passion led initially to a speaking ministry in churches and at creation conferences. David says that although he had to deal with a learning curve, he's a very social person and wasn't particularly nervous about speaking in public. If you have a message worth presenting, there's nothing to be afraid of. As he shared the wonders of astronomy, David began to realize that evidence of God's glory is everywhere. His interests expanded, and he began to emphasize that every field of scientific study reveals the Creator's hand. As God led him and provided the resources, David continued expanding his efforts. In 2007, at 19, he produced the first of two creation documentaries, which have been translated into several languages, based on the research he was doing for his presentations. And he published his first book when he was 25. But God had even more planned for him. After David sent some of his material to the Trinity Broadcasting Network, the CEO called him personally and asked him to host a biblical creation show that would be carried by thousands of TV stations all over the world. They even had a crew and a set already in place. Within minutes of the show's debut in January 2014, David's ministry website began receiving such a flood of enthusiastic feedback that the volume of email almost crashed the servers. David continues his speaking ministry, in addition to the ministry's website and YouTube channel. And 2 years ago, he added songwriting and recording to his outreaches. When asked why he decided to build a whole ministry on creation, he answers, "If you can't believe the very first verse that tells us, 'In the beginning God created, and He did it in 6 days,' then what else do you compromise on? Jesus Himself said, 'If you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in Me, for he wrote of Me. If you believe not his writings, how can you believe My words?'" We're giving people encouragement to believe what the Bible says from beginning to end, not just select pieces.
Team building. When Harrison Craig landed his childhood dream job of building special effects for big-budget Hollywood films like Godzilla and Star Trek, he didn't realize the Lord was preparing him for a more important task. His experience building miniature cityscapes and movie sets led to work designing themed exhibits for businesses, including several interactive science displays at the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry. While he was building these attractions and looking for ministry opportunities, Harrison learned of plans to build a full-sized, evangelistic ARC in Kentucky, and he longed to be part of the ARC team. In fact, he and his wife became so certain God wanted him to work on this unique project that they moved their family of seven all the way across the country a year before he was officially offered a position. "We stepped out on faith because we knew that God delights when His kingdom is advanced and His name is exalted," Harrison says. "And we knew that the ARC encounter was a project that would do that. We came out trusting that the Lord would provide for us, and we wanted to be a part of making His glory known." God honored His commitment, providing His family's needs for a year without ever dipping into their savings. And today, Harrison is the lead technical designer for the ARC Encounter, which is scheduled to open in 2016. God brought Dan Anderson to the ARC Encounter by a different route. Dan has 13 years of experience in the administration of a world-renowned zoo, including several years as point person for new construction. What could be better to prepare a believer for serving as director of operations at Noah's Floating Menagerie? Overseeing the zoo's development of a major facility from beginning of construction to opening day uniquely prepared him for his role at the ARC Encounter. The construction monitor position was a difficult one for Dan. He says, "If you had told me then that God was going to use that experience later, I would have laughed. But now as I look back, I can see what God was doing." Dan's commitment to ministry didn't begin with a paid position. Long before he officially joined the ARC Encounter team, Dan put in countless hours of volunteer service, driving thousands of miles to assist them in multiple areas. Harrison and Dan are just two examples of the many talented souls God has brought to serve in many diverse areas: art, design, research, building grounds, and administration for the ARC Encounter. Just as he provided and empowered skilled artisans like Bezalel and Aholiab to build the tabernacle and its furnishings, Exodus chapter 36, verse 2, he prepares us and provides for every work he calls believers to, whether that work is large or small. God is preparing each of us today for work he may not show us until years from now. All believers should think about the circumstances he has put them in and be looking for new ways to use those experiences in serving him.